Joining us right now from the team hotel there in Sacramento, California, where they're getting ready to take on the Kings tomorrow night, the newest member of the Suns, Jimmer Fredette, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Jimmer, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the Suns. Welcome to the Valley. And welcome to the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited, Jimmer. I mean, so many people are excited to see you play. You know, when I broke the story that you were coming back and signing with the Suns, I never imagined it would get as big as it did. I think I did 5 interviews with radio stations out in the Utah area, and there's so many people were just commenting. So many people just happy to see you back. You were a legend at BYU, a college basketball legend, but you get an opportunity here to get your NBA career back on track. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, obviously, being out of the league for 3 years over in China and, about now being 30 years old, I mean, not a lot of guys get a second opportunity to be able to come back and play at that time in their career. So I'm just extremely grateful. You know, I've worked hard and continue to try to come back to the NBA and find an opportunity, find a place that fits my skill set, and I feel like this team will allow me to do that. So I'm very excited and grateful for the opportunity, and hope I can help this team in any way that I possibly can.
Take me back to the decision in 2016. You're in the NBA for 5 years. You played in 235 games. You're with a few different teams, right? Sacramento, Chicago, New Orleans, the Knicks. What made you decide to go play in China?
At that point, that was definitely by far my best option. You know, I just felt at that point I needed to kind of get away, from the NBA. You know, I had just been, cut away by the San Antonio Spurs, and, it was kind of just, my phone wasn't really ringing with NBA teams at that time. So I felt like it was a good opportunity for me to go overseas and to play, and obviously had some offers over in EuroLeague and also in China. And I just felt like Shanghai was the best fit for myself. And, went over there and tried to take advantage of it as much as I possibly could and embrace myself in the culture and in the basketball. And fortunately, it worked out better than I could have ever expected, and had a great 3 years over there, and was grateful for that part of my career that's really helped me become the person and player that I am today.
Sounds like you really enjoyed your time over there. Yes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's pluses and minuses, obviously, from living in China. It's very different than living in the USA. But I was in Shanghai, which is by far the best city, I think, in China to live in as a foreigner. You can find great food and, much more like a New York City vibe compared to some of the other cities that you go to, which is very much more Western and not many people speak English and that type of stuff. So, the people embraced me. They were so great to my family, to my wife and my little girl and myself. So, I mean, I am grateful for that.
What about your game got better in China? What about your game, what were you happy with that evolved when you were in China during your years there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is, me being able to play off the basketball. That was something that I, wasn't very good at coming out of college. I'd always played on the ball. Point guard and kind of had the ball in my hands a lot. So being able to go to China allowed me to play off the ball a lot in a lot of meaningful games and a lot of meaningful minutes and really, really get better at that skill set. And I think that's something that's only going to help me in the NBA, being able to play both now on the ball, off the ball, and feel comfortable in both of those roles. And I feel like today's day and age, if you're just a basketball player and just a guard that can help you, that can play multiple positions and shoot the ball, on and off the ball screen and different things like that. So I think that is something I really worked on.
Newest Phoenix Sun, Jimmer Fredette, joins us on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. So your work off the ball has got better. When you look back at your first 5 years in the NBA, was that one of the only things that prevented you from being able to stay in the NBA? Were there other issues that really hurt you in those first 5 years?
No, I mean, I think there are not. No, I don't think that was the only thing. I think that I just wasn't in the right situation for myself at that time, so it happens to a lot of guys in the NBA. If you're not, a star, a guy that's playing a ton of minutes every single night, you got to fight for your life every single day. And sometimes, it doesn't work out for you at that time. And, that was kind of the case with me. you know, obviously people always knock on my defense and that type of stuff. But, you know, I've continued to mature and get stronger and get better at that end of the floor for sure. And I believe that I can play within a system and, you know, do better defensively than I think what people think. So I always continue to work on that, keep getting better at that, obviously. But I think, you know, there was different things that kind of prevented me from succeeding in the first time, but, you know, hopefully I can correct those and, you know, be able to succeed here.
You know, one of the things that the Suns were excited about is that, you know, you just got done playing in China, so there's no real work. They're going to be able to get you in right away and get you playing, and they're very much looking forward to see what you could do, to see if you could be a part of this team for next year. You do only have 9 games. How much can you accomplish in so little time?
You know, I think you can accomplish a lot. I mean, you know, I don't think necessarily it's all about what you do on the basketball court. You know, I think that there is definitely, you know, other things that you can show and show your worth off the court as well. Just being a veteran guy that can come in and be a pro every single day and be able to kind of show some of the younger guys what it's like to be a professional basketball player, you know, in the NBA and what you need to do each and every single day to succeed and to have a try to bring a winning mentality and winning culture. So I think all those things and being a good guy, good teammate, and then getting on the floor and then hopefully playing extremely well and shooting the basketball well and making plays on the floor will all be a good recipe for success. But, you know, I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to do everything that I can, put my best foot forward, and then whatever happens will happen.
Jimmer, I'm sure you looked at the schedule when you decided to sign with the Phoenix Suns for the rest of the season and a team option for next year, and you saw that on Monday the Suns are playing at Utah. What will that mean for you playing in Utah?
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, like I said, it's kind of funny. It's like a mini reunion tour for me because I started my career in Sacramento, and that's the first game I play, and then in Utah, obviously, where I had so many great memories and at college. So it's always fun to play in Utah. You know, I've been there several times in the NBA, but, you know, it never gets old. It's fun to see the fans. There'll be a lot of fans that really like my game and enjoy it, but there's a lot of University of Utah fans out there that'll boo me and everything too. So it's kind of an interesting atmosphere that we'll see. But it's been a lot of fun and excited to be able to get back to Utah.
Jimmer Fredette, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. I do not use this word lightly, and yet I think it's totally accurate. You were a phenomenon when you were in the NBA and when you were a player at BYU. When you were overseas, and I'm going to ask you to not be very modest when you answer this question, were you a phenomenon there too? I mean, your levels of popularity here were off the chart. Was it the same way in Shanghai, or were you more just another basketball player when you were there?
No, it definitely people really latched on to myself and our team, I think, when I got there. You know, the Sharks, when I got there, hadn't made the playoffs in about 6 or 7 seasons. And, you know, the fan base was kind of down on the team a little bit. And, you know, I was able to come in and brought another guy in, Rashawn Ubaselli, who plays for the Celtics now. And us two were able to help our team become, you know, the first place team in the league. And people started to see that we were winning and beating, you know, some of the best teams in China that they hadn't beat in a long time. And because of that, the fans started to come back. They started to get really interested in the team. And, you know, that season I was able to win MVP. So I had a great year. And, you know, people really, really latched on and enjoyed that ride. And, you know, the last 3 years have been great. So definitely the fans out there have been crazy. You know, I have a lot of them, which is awesome. And I appreciate all the fans and support that I have been able to get out in China and here in the U.S.
What was your favorite part about the ride your first time around when you were an NBA player, when you were at BYU, all the Jimmer mania, all the craziness, all those couple years? When you look back on those years, what stands out to you as some of the memories from that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of great memories. I mean, a lot of things that are fun. Obviously, at BYU, being able to make a Sweet 16 with our team was something that was special, something that BYU hadn't done, you know, 35 years. And, you know, so that was unbelievably special and a lot of fun. And winning National Player of the Year is awesome. You know, being able to play in the NBA and just play against some of your idols and role models is something that have been was a great experience. And, you know, I had my career high was in Madison Square Garden, so that was a special night playing in front of those fans and, you know, having a great game. And, you know, different things like that you remember, that's a lot of fun. But I plan on making hopefully a lot more great memories here in the next coming years.
You made, I think you scored 42 your first night in China, and I believe there was a game you scored 73 in a basketball game playing there. What was that like?
Yeah, for sure. It was special. I was able to score over 70 twice in China, and to be able to do that is something that's special. And it's kind of surreal. You don't really think about it. While in the moment, you're just kind of playing basketball, trying to win the game, the basket just looks huge, and you just see that ball keep going in. And my teammates obviously were doing a great job basically, screening for me and trying to get me open as much as they could, just because they knew that I was feeling it those couple of nights. And they're just like, we're just going to let you go. And, so it's definitely something to look back on and be like, those were special, special nights. That definitely doesn't happen often, but, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Jimmy, I'm curious. I'm sure you've always been wanting to get back in the NBA. You get the opportunity with the Phoenix Suns. Was Phoenix your only opportunity, or were there some other teams looking at you as well?
I think my agent was talking with, a couple of other teams, but nothing, super concrete like the Suns did. The Suns were a team that came and really just showed interest right from the beginning and were like, hey, we really want to make this happen. What can we do? And, so since we had that, we were really, very excited about that and just started to talk with them, as seriously as we possibly could. And felt like it was a great fit, for myself at this time. So we really pursued that as much as we possibly could and obviously made sure that it happened.
Jimmer Fredette joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. So what have the Suns told you about your role, your minutes, what they expect you to do over these last nine games? What are your expectations going into these last 10 games of the season or so?
I'm not positive. Obviously, I know what they want me to do. They want me to go in and score the basketball, shoot it, and be able to make plays. They know that I can do that. They know that that's something that that I can bring, and they want me to be aggressive and play my game. And as far as minutes and all that stuff, I'm not sure. That's obviously up to coach, but I do know that I'll be prepared and I'll be ready whenever he does call my name. So we'll see exactly how that happens, but I'm just excited to be here and be able to help in any way that I possibly can.
Oh, can't wait to watch you play. So many people excited about that. You were an absolute star in China. 4-month season, I know you liked that, but you were a star there. If it is just a role player in the NBA, a guy coming off the bench playing 15, 18 minutes a game, can you be satisfied with that?
Yeah, of course. I think, being over in China was a great opportunity, and I had a lot of fun and everything. But I would like to continue to compete against the best players in the world. Just being a competitive person and being in the greatest league in the world, I would love to be able to continue to do that. And I think that I can provide that type of a spark and everything off the bench. And if that's going to be my role, then I'll do it to the best of my ability and be able to be here and live with my family and my little girl and my wife and my new baby boy that we're expecting soon. So, I mean, to be able to be here and living with them is, the most important thing for me. And because I wasn't able to do that the whole 3 years over in China, they could only come out and visit. So, I mean, being able to do that as well as being able to compete against the best in the world is something that I'd love to do.
Well, congratulations on the impending birth of your boy. That's going to be very exciting for you. We're all very excited to see how this is going to work and how this looks. Again, congratulations on getting back into the NBA and being with the Suns, and we look forward to seeing how it all turns out. Thanks, Jimmer.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on.